when you start to really work on your emotional and your inner health and confidence, that gives you more energy or motivation to work on your physical. So it all, I promise you, it all goes together. So in essence, confidence is the cornerstone of personal and professional success, enabling you to navigate life with courage, conviction, and authenticity. Welcome to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. I'm Ray Ann Mullins, your guide on this quest to a vivacious life. Join me as we uncover the keys to ditch inflammation, conquer fatigue, and stride confidently towards a harmonious, health-filled existence. This podcast is your compass to a balanced and fit lifestyle. So get ready to elevate your wellness game and embrace the vibrant, high-quality life that you deserve. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast. It's Rayanne. I hope that you guys are doing well. Super excited that you are back today for more. So the last couple of weeks, I've been thinking about the word confidence. Like, what is confidence? What does it mean? Why does it matter? And, you know, I was actually, I'll just tell you, the other day, what started this thinking is this woman, I was at the doctor's office and this woman came in and just something about her was like so attractive or like, and she wasn't, I don't want to be mean, but she wasn't like the most beautiful woman. She wasn't the most fit. She wasn't the most, you know, like she wasn't a model or anything like that, but something about her caught my eye. And so as she was like talking to the front desk people and, you know, doing whatever, there was just something really cool about her. And I was like, you know what it is? The word that came to mind was like, she's confident. Like you can tell that she's just super happy with who she is. She's friendly. She was, you know, speaking clearly. She was just really cool lady, you know? And I thought to myself, I like that because I didn't have, of course, we've all seen people like this where you're just like, there's something about them. You know, they walk in and the room lights up and they're, you know, they're just really cool person. When I say cool, I just mean, you know, they're not like shy. They're not hiding. They're not mean or giving dirty looks. So they don't have a bad vibe. They have like a really good vibe, right? That's what I mean by cool. Anyway, I was thinking to myself, you know, we spend a lot of time worrying about how we look. You know, what we eat, what our clothes look like, what our hair looks like, what our wrinkles look like, all this stuff. And here's this woman who, I mean, she was put together, don't get me wrong, but like she just, everything about her was beautiful. And I'm like, we need more of that because here's the deal. At the end of the day, it's our energy that people are attracted to. Not our, you know, perfectly put on lipstick or the, you know, Botoxed forehead or that's not what people really are attracted to, at least the people that we care about. So that got me to thinking about confidence and how confidence to me is probably one of the best attributes we can have. So anyway, confidence though is more than, you know, just a feeling of self-assurance. It's a whole mindset that empowers you to trust in your abilities, your decisions, and just your worth. It's about having faith in yourself to really like navigate life's challenges and pursue your goals, you know, and it gives you determination and it gives you resilience. So having confidence matters because it lays this foundation for personal growth, success, and just fulfillment in life, right? So then I started thinking, you know, I work with this, you know, volleyball group and with their middle schoolers. And I spend most of the season trying to teach them about trusting themselves, trusting each other, being confident, being willing to try new things. And sure, I'm supposed to teach them some volleyball skills too. And that's like a side note. Hope nobody hears it that needs to not be hearing this. But here's the thing, like at that age, I feel so adamant about teaching, you know, younger people to start early. Instead of, you know, as a middle schooler, you know how tough that is anyway, like being made fun of, everybody's just so mean in middle school. And so if I could take just this little small group and teach them how to be confident in themselves and how to treat each other, I feel like, you know, that's just a little teeny tiny like drop in the bucket. But maybe, just maybe, if we could do more of that, we can teach them to be more confident early, which will teach them to make better choices, which will help the world in general. And then they can have a happier life. And then they won't end up being 45 and upset with themselves, right? So anyway, I'm getting off track here, shocker. But I wanted to actually look at this confidence talk today for adults, was what I was getting at. I do think it's important to teach our daughters and our sons and our, you know, kids to learn how to be confident. But also as adults, you know, things change and you can lose your confidence. So as an adult, the benefits of being confident are having achievement, right? It enables you to set ambitious goals and take the necessary steps to achieve them. So whether that means you want to advance in your career, maybe you are ready to start your own business, or maybe you want to go back to school, right? You got to have belief in your capabilities, and that will drive you to reach new heights. So it's not just for kids, right? We are never too old to pursue new things. So being confident in yourself helps you do such things. It leads to resilience. Confidence equips you with the resilience to bounce back from setbacks and failures. So instead of letting obstacles totally derail you, you can approach new challenges with a positive attitude and a willingness to learn and, big word here, adapt. So also, being confident can help you with communication, right? Confident individuals are definitely better communicators, right? They express their thoughts and ideas clearly, assertively, and persuasively, fostering stronger relationships and professional connections. So I got to say, I think what grabbed my attention about that woman at the doctor's office that I was talking about earlier was her communication. It was like she was very clear. She was like to the point, but friendly. I don't know, just something about the way she spoke really like caught my attention. Also, being confident is going to lead to more opportunities, right? Confidence attracts opportunities. Whether it's networking, maybe you want to pitch a new idea to somebody, or, you know, just looking for other ways to grow. Confident individuals are more likely to be noticed and considered for opportunities in their personal and professional lives, right? If you're not confident and you're hiding and always like, you know, like trying to stay out of the way so nobody sees you, you're definitely going to miss some opportunities. So being confident and visible is going to help give you more opportunities. Also, I think being confident helps with your emotional well-being. Confidence definitely contributes, in my opinion, to overall emotional and mental well-being. When you believe in yourself, you experience lower levels of stress, right? Because you're not so worried what everyone thinks. You'll have less anxiety and less self-doubt. So this leads to a greater peace of mind and a more positive outlook on life. Also, one more thing. If you're confident, you're going to have more opportunities for leadership, okay? Because confident people make effective leaders because they're not afraid to make a decision. They're not afraid to say what they need to say, and they can move forward confidently, okay? And this, therefore, inspires trust and respect in others, okay? It's also easier to motivate people if you have confidence, okay? So it's kind of like lead by example situation. All right. So feeling like a confident adult isn't, though, just about having it all figured out. Okay. It's about continuously growing, exploring, and embracing who you are. It's definitely normal to have moments of self-doubt, right? We all do. But I mean, even the most confident, like smart, amazing people that you think have it together have moments of self-doubt. They have to, okay, right? We're all just humans and we're all just a work in progress. So let's talk today about boosting confidence. Okay. We're going to just talk about some different ways, some more unique ways to work on boosting your confidence. We are not talking about the usual tips that I give, like go to the gym, lift weights, you know, eat some greens, eat your fiber, you know, that kind of thing, even though those are super important. Instead, let's dive into some unconventional and kind of fun ways to amp up your confidence game. So are you ready to level up? Let's go ahead and talk about these six tips to unleash your inner confidence ninja. Okay, ready? Now, just keep in mind, a couple of these are a little out there, at least for me. Okay, so here's the first one. Do something scary, like perform in a talent show or something like open mic night. Okay, are you like, what? Some of you listening are like, rock on, I do that all the time, right? Stepping onto a stage to like showcase your talent or lack of talent, whether it's singing, dancing, maybe doing a comedy act or just any other skill, maybe you're good at juggling, I don't know. That can be a powerful way to boost your confidence. Embracing the vulnerability of performance and receiving like feedback from people, like from an audience, it can really help you overcome your self-doubt and affirm your abilities. Okay. Additionally, the experience of preparing for and then executing this performance can build resilience and definitely self-assurance. So, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do this anytime soon, right? But I will tell you, every week I do sing to my spin class. So, I mean, does that count? I mean, maybe. No, but really, like, even if you are like the worst singer ever, getting up and doing like karaoke, for example, you know, that actually takes guts. And once you do it and realize that, you know, you didn't die, then it might give you the confidence to do it more often. And then that then bleeds into, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. Maybe I'll ask for the raise, or maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll do something scary because it was fine. Like nothing happened, nothing bad happened. Okay. All right. The second tip is volunteering for leadership roles. Taking on leadership roles in like a volunteer organization, for example, can help you develop new skills. It also can help you gain recognition for your contributions, and it can build confidence in your abilities to lead and make a positive impact on others. Okay, this could be as simple as volunteering to lead a committee in your homeowners association. Maybe you want to be the social chair, or maybe you want to start like a book club in your neighborhood. You know, it doesn't have to be something major. Or maybe you, you know, want to help deliver meals to seniors. And so you could like take the lead on that and get other people to join you. Okay. It might even be something as simple as leading a conversation in a small group or a Bible study. Okay. Or maybe you want to teach a class or a skill, like, you know, at the senior home or at your kid's school. There are so many ways that you can volunteer for a leadership role that can be really small, but can give you the confidence that you need. Okay. The third tip is to express your creativity. Okay. We already talked about doing like mic night or something like that. But what I mean is, you know, like engaging in creative activities such as writing or painting or drawing or, you know, an instrument. Okay. All of these things can be empowering and help you discover new talents and outlets for self-expression. Creating something from scratch and seeing it come to life can be incredibly gratifying, and it can boost your confidence in your creative abilities. So to me, you know, this podcast is creative. It's not creative like artsy. You know, I'm not like writing poems or anything like that, but it takes some thought and some creating. Like I don't just like turn on the mic and talk. Like I do some preparation. I think it through. I do a little bit of work with it. And so I've created now 149 episodes of this. So it's the same with like teaching my fitness classes. And, you know, so you can take anything that you do and realize that you are using your creativity. We all create. It's just a matter of looking at it that way. Okay. I think that that is super important. When we're able to create and show what we're capable of, it can make you feel so good and so confident. All right. My fourth tip, and this is one of my very favorites, is traveling alone. Traveling alone forces you to navigate unfamiliar situations and rely on yourself to solve problems and make decisions. It definitely pushes you out of your comfort zone. Okay, it fosters independence and it helps you realize your capabilities, which ultimately build confidence in your ability to handle challenges. Okay, every year I go somewhere by myself. Usually it's, to develop my coaching skills or add a new certification, but nonetheless, I travel alone. And I love it because it definitely gets me out of my comfort zone because I'm used to doing everything with Brian. I'm like, we do everything together, you know, and I'm very comfortable at home. I'm very comfortable at the gym I go to. I'm very comfortable in most of my life. So it's really good for me to go. You know, I get to meet new people and then I have to figure out how to get around new cities, you know, and to be honest with you, that makes me really nervous. Like I hate trying to figure out the Uber situation at airports because it's always different. And so once you figure it out, you're like, oh, like this is not a big deal, but it really makes me nervous because I don't want to be like the goofy person walking around not knowing where to go. Right. But it really does help. Once you do it, you're like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Right. So in fact, you guys, I will be having an opportunity for you to travel alone soon. Okay. I'm in the process of planning a luxurious retreat and it's not local. Okay. I can't wait to announce the retreat once I have the details all nailed down. So I'm going to give you some hints here. Think tropical, think beaches, think yoga, hiking, breath work, good food, naps on the beach, learning, and magical transformation. Okay, if that perked your ears up at all, then start saving up and keep your eyes out for the early bird announcement. Super duper excited about this. I gotta quit talking about it because I don't want to give away too much yet. Woo. Okay, tip number five, mindfulness and self-reflection practices. Oh, shocker. You knew I had to include that, right? Developing mindfulness and self-reflection practice, such as meditation or breath work or journaling, can increase self-awareness and self-acceptance. By understanding your thoughts and your emotions more deeply, you can cultivate a stronger sense of inner confidence and resilience in the face of adversity or just in your day-to-day life. Like it doesn't even, you don't even have to be in a situation that, you know, is adverse. Just being more aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and why they're there can really increase your strength. It can really boost your confidence like tenfold. So I've been working on this for many years, actually, and the tool of breath work has catapulted my progress, and I can't wait for you to experience this with me just even more. And I know that some of you have joined me for the sessions, but I will say breath work, just like anything, it's going to take some time. Like the very first session isn't going to like change your life, right? We need some practice, we need some progress, and we need to like cultivate it. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I think that this is the one tool I've been seeking to add to my practice for years and years and years. Very excited about it. All right. Tip number six, join a supportive interest group or meetup group. Okay. Seek out groups or meetups that align with your interests, your values, or your goals. Okay. Whether it's a book club, a hiking group, maybe a tech meetup or a crafting circle, connecting with like-minded individuals can provide a sense of belonging and support. Okay. Sharing experiences, ideas, and passions with others who understand and appreciate them can boost your confidence by validating your identity and fostering a sense of community. Okay. Also, engaging in a group activity allows you to learn from others. Then you get to gain new perspectives and you can develop interpersonal skills, all of which contribute to increased self-assurance and social confidence. Okay. So there you have it. We have, these are my unique goals, right? Do something scary, like perform. Okay. I also want to mention with that, like maybe it's like go do a public speaking class, you know, stand up and, you know, talk about something that you're really, really passionate about. Like, get your voice out. That will definitely boost your confidence. The second one is volunteer for leadership roles. Third is express your creativity. Fourth, travel alone. Five, mindfulness and self-reflection practice, aka meditation, breath work, journaling. And then finally, join some sort of supportive interest group or meetup with people that like the same thing as you so that you can learn more and you can share in the interest. Okay. So six ways to boost your confidence as an adult. And I didn't tell you to go to the gym, right? Lift weights or eat protein or drink your water or have fiber or balance your blood sugar. But I am trying to squeeze those in really quick because all of that really does round out your confidence. Because when you feel well, you do well, right? When you feel physically strong, it gives you even more confidence to work on the emotional and mental side. Okay. And vice versa. When you start to really work on your emotional and your inner health and confidence, that gives you more energy or motivation to work on your physical. So it all, I promise you, it all goes together. So in essence, confidence is the cornerstone of personal and professional success, enabling you to navigate life with courage, conviction, and authenticity. So you guys, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate it. I cannot believe that I'll be recording episode 150 next week. And you're not going to want to miss it because I will be having my husband, Brian Mullins, with me. And we're going to be talking long-term relationships. I thought that would be a juicy, fun topic. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. So we're going to be sharing some of the do's and don'ts of marriage and relationships. So it'll be interesting because I'm going to let Brian say whatever he wants. The good news is I can always review it before publishing it. I'm just kidding. Anyway, I hope you'll check that one out. Thank you again. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And if you're feeling generous, please rate and review the podcast. Sending you lots of love and blowing confidence your way. Have a great rest of your week. Catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Balanced, Fit, and Free podcast today. Remember, while we've explored incredible tips and insights, none of this is to replace personalized medical advice. Always chat with your trusted physician or healthcare professional before making changes based on what you've heard today. Stay inspired, stay curious, and keep striving for that balanced, fit, and free lifestyle. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.